Congress of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. When you look at Isla Vista, that is the epitome of what pop culture has become. And it strikes me that pop culture, and it's always been this way. I mean, the Manson murders ostensibly were influenced by the Beatles' White Album. That was something Charles Manson kept referencing. And there are people out there that look at entertainers as something more than being entertaining. Okay? Now, what I'm going to address here, and but you can use this with anything, okay? With any form of this. All right? Any form of entertainment, you can substitute it. I'm only going to hit this, not because I dislike it. I actually like some of the genre that comes out of it. But because this is what influenced two young people to do something, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Hip-hop. Okay? Now, hip-hop is a relatively new thing. You know, Run DMC, when they were doing hip-hop, it was never like it is today. It had nothing to do with that. Afrika Bambaataa, all those other guys. They didn't talk about the kind of things they talk about today to the degree in the way they talk about it today. Ostensibly, I would think probably the biggest hip-hop guy out there right now is probably Jay-Z. I like some of his music. I know he was an ex-drug pusher. I know he is. And he still sings about the thug life, but he doesn't live it. Now he's singing about it, and I guess it's probably based upon some sort of historical reference that he has on it. But now everybody looks at them as being influential, him and Beyonce. Now I look at Jay-Z and I'm looking for one of his very innovative riffs. That's what I'm looking for. I couldn't care less about his political views because, you know, this is a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars now. If Beyonce gets out there and says anything political, well, Beyonce, go out there, be bootylicious and belt me out another tune. But otherwise, both of you, shut up! Because you're entertainers. You're not influencers. At least not for me. Now, I've talked about Steven Kreider, 17, and Michael Zambrano, 14. These are the young men that broke into a widow's home, and they were shot numerous times in the chest. And the families and friends of these people have come out, yeah, like rap. They're, Bill, you like rap? Come on. the families and friends of these kids have come out and said this is a wrong thing to do. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, speaking of entertainers, have you seen the research that a guy named Dave McGowan. He's finished a book on it now, done on Laurel Canyon, and there's a lot of singers,
entertainment types
that influenced the 60s and 70s that mm-hmm. lived in there. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't, but I'm aware of Laurel Canyon. I know of its reputation.
Did you know that Jim Morrison's father was an admiral, and he was in charge of things over there during the Tonkin deal?
No, I didn't. I wonder if Thomas Cleaver worked for him.
Well, that's what made me think of that. But and Jim Morrison had no musical training to speak of. And he just came out of the blue. It almost sounds to me like he was one of these mind control people that, you know, like you hear of, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but you hear of the Mandrell sisters, if you've seen the stuff on there.
Barbara and all of them.
Yeah. That they did a lot of touring with Bob Hope.
Right.
And stuff. But, yeah, you ought to look that up. His name is Dave McGowan.
Okay.
And it's got something about Laurel Canyon in the title. But there were so many of those guys that had their fathers or people in their family were in the government. Like, Frank Zappa's dad worked on the... I believe he worked on the nuclear program, and just all sorts of things. You know, it's just too coincidental for it. And then there was that studio in Laurel Canyon that it was actually a military studio producing more propaganda for World War II, I know. And then I think, and there was a lot of... people from Hollywood that worked on films there, you know.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon is a very storied area. There's a lot of music and entertainment that lives there. I guess it's nice. You know, I've never been there. I've seen pictures of it. It looks nice.
But Manson, he wasn't in that canyon, but he
hung out there.
Yeah. And he
hung out with one of the Beach Boys.
Right over from it or something. But
he hung out with one of the Beach Boys, yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So anyway, I thought I'd throw that in.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure that Beach Boy that Manson hung out with is still has the sweats from time to time.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, entertainer types there. They're interesting. Young Stephen Kreider and Michael Zambrano had broken into this widow's home twice before. And then on their third time, I guess, was the charm, they were shot and killed. And now one of the things that the family and the friends are saying is that they just needed to eat. And I guess I could try to relate to that. Let's see. I got some people in the chat room that are regulars here. Well, my guy Magnum, the guy running the board. See, let's just figure this out. Me and Magnum are riding around in Austin, Texas, where RBN is. And we're getting out there, and I'm looking at Magnum. I'm saying, hey, man, I'm sort of peckish. How about you? Yeah, I'm sort of peckish. What do you want to do about it? I don't know. We just passed 27 restaurants. I don't see another one coming up. Do you want to do a U-turn? No. I don't want to do a U-turn. What do you think we ought to do? Okay, well, how about if we go do a little home invasion and see if they have any TV dinners or some microwave pizza or something? We're just hungry. We just want to eat. And, you know, I don't feel like doing what I have to do. I don't know, Bill. Don't you have any money? Yeah, but it's all about the instant gratification for me, Magnum. Even as I say that, it's ridiculous just on the face of it. Just trying to eat. So let's go do a home invasion. Everyone needs to eat, but how many people actually need to do a home invasion to eat? That has to be a very small number. Now, We don't know, and we're going to get to this. We'll get to this on the other side. We don't know the individual circumstances of their lives, but we have seen pictures of these two young thugs, and it doesn't seem like they were destitute or starving in those pictures. And, you know, based upon their families and their backgrounds, it doesn't seem like they were destitute or starving. So these are the same people with a straight face saying, well, they broke into this house because they needed to eat. Now, what's the thing I keep telling you about the home invasion that might happen to me if they break into me when I'm with my turkey pot pie while I'm trying to eat? Let's see how that works out. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday on Memorial Day. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maryland. Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You're a real trooper for having a show on a holiday like this. It really says a lot for your character and your perseverance and getting the word out. I want to maybe talk, this topic might be talked to death, but, you know, with that supposed shooter, and I say supposed because every time I hear of a mass shooting, of any kind, especially in the United States, but probably just about anywhere, or the murder of a high-profile political figure, I automatically think false flag. I automatically think government involvement. And I like how Joyce Riley from GCN, when she looks at news, she the American news media, she analyzes it like a person would analyze the Pravda or the news media from the former Soviet Union. So, me personally, I can't believe, you know, I can't believe very much of what I see on the corporate controlled media. So we have to ask ourselves, is that young man, is he the killer? Is he just a patsy? Were the people actually killed? The Boston bombing, I don't think anybody was really injured. I think that was all a big staged hoax. I think Sandy Hook was a hoax. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, the New World Order, they're either going to have actual killings or they're going to have staged fake killings until there's such a clamor from the sheeple just to ban guns outright. And it's just a kind of like a war of attrition. Now maybe he did actually do the killings. NoDisinfo.com, Dr. K, he's a frequent guest on Nick Adams' show, or Rick Adams. I get it confused with the actor from The Rebel. But, so, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless I see concrete proof one way or the other, I can never say for sure, you know, what is, you know, what's real and what isn't, what's live and what's Memorex. I just can't believe or trust anything I see in the corporate media until something comes out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the ultimate skeptic here.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? What I would say to that, like Sandy Hook, for example, Sandy Hook. I've still got a lot of questions about Sandy Hook. Why did they bulldoze the school? Why did they bulldoze the crime scene? I've you know, in the report that they put out for Sandy Hook, and I found it, and I downloaded it, and all of the pictures that they say are in there are redacted, all of the crime scene pictures. They're all redacted, and I've seen all the pictures of the little girl that was shot, and then she shows up sitting on President Obama's lap and all this other stuff. So, yeah, I've got a lot of questions about that, that they've never cleared up. Other shootings like Aurora, for example, that one, I believe, James Holmes did it. This one, I believe that Elliot Rodgers did it simply because his car was still sitting out there on the street. Well, and it was a car he was seen in many times. His car was part of his identity. Look at my car. It doesn't matter that you're a punk, does it? Oh, yeah, but look at my car. So, there definitely are false flags, no doubt about it, okay? The thing to remember is that the false flags sometimes, they're not as numerous, I think, as some of these things that are out there, as some of these real things. I think this was real. I do believe that there are false flags, without a doubt. Our government does it all the time.
See, here's my 2 cents worth for whatever that's worth on these false flags. Most of these shooters, they're on some kind of drugs. They're mentally defective one way or another. So they can't be fully trusted to pull off the caper completely. So they have to have government multiple shooters there to make the mayhem even worse, to kill as many people as possible, but also to ensure that the patsy is shot. So, yes, maybe the guy maybe was there with a gun. Maybe he did pull the trigger. Maybe he did kill or wound some people. But I think, generally speaking, you know, he's the patsy, he's the fall guy, and he can't be fully trusted to totally pull off the mission correctly. So they always have to have multiple shooters there, and with a compliant lapdog media, even if somebody initially reports multiple shooters, it's hushed up real quickly, and it's all swept under the rug. And so that's what I think happens. Yes, maybe, yeah, he did pull the trigger. Maybe these lunatics are actually do shoot somebody, but I think the government always has multiple shooters to accomplish the mission and to ensure that if the patsy doesn't kill himself, that he is killed by the government trigger men. That's my take on it.
Well, yeah, and that may be true. That may be true. It just one thing that I would caution you on, okay? One thing I would caution you on. There are evil individuals out there. Now, the government is not so much that they're evil, they're selfish and greedy and power-hungry. So they will perpetrate evil. And these guys don't have the capability of being physically evil to you, because face-to-face with you, you probably dust them and use them as a mop. But they do perpetrate evil. Now, evil people like Elliot Rodgers and James Holmes and some of these other people, now these guys are evil people. So don't let those things confuse you, and just keep your head on a swivel and everything else. Keep thinking the way you're thinking. Nothing wrong with being a cynic. And I've got them stacking up. So let me. Thanks very much for the call.
One gun question before I go up the air.
Sure.
Just a short question. Since I own both guns, type of guns, which do you think is better, AK-47 or AK-74?
Well, if you're going to run with a lot of ammunition, it's going to be the AK-74 because the ammo is lighter. The problem with the AK-74 now is they're starting to ban ammo for it, isn't it?
Yeah, they banned the 7-6 steel core, yeah.
Yeah. So that we'll see how that works. But between either one of those, okay, between either one of those, that's really more of a preference thing because they're both excellent weapons.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir. John?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So, if I was the investigator on this, one of the things I'd be looking at would be looking for bloodstains of the first three victims on the guy. Because obviously, if you're getting up there and stabbing someone or knifing someone, that's up close and personal, and you're going to get a little wet doing that. So let's confirm, that he was standing up there and doing it. Because that takes a lot of to knife three people, for an untrained pilgrim like this guy. That's pretty hardcore. And then to get back in a car and calmly drive around drive around and look for more victims and shoot. Normally, when someone has killed somebody, they're trying to get as far away from that incident and scene as possible.
Well, that's the other thing that struck me about this. This guy is not a combatant, and somehow or other, he got the drop on three guys and killed them close with some sort of a sharp instrument. But I don't see anything in the timeline about that. Their timeline begins when he took off to the sorority house. So where in the timeline are these stabbings occurring? I don't doubt that he did it. I just want to know how. Because he was a punk. I mean, this kid, I could have given him a wet paper bag with two holes already punched in it, and he couldn't have beaten his way out of that.
I know. You and I both know knifing somebody.
Hang on, John. You hang on. We're going on break. James in Pennsylvania, I see you sitting there. You hang on too, please. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Everything I said before, all these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Have a very good Memorial Day. Back to the phones, John in Austin. I had to interrupt you, James. I hope you're still hanging on. Go, John.
Well, like I said, I'd just like to have a crack at one of these investigations with a few of my old compadres. And because, like I said, there's some stuff that doesn't quite mesh up together, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, if he was smart after he knifed those guys, I mean, because that's so close. And like you said, you're going to get wet doing that. So he probably changed his clothes, wouldn't you think? But they'd probably find the clothes there at the apartment where he did the killing. I mean,
and the timeline, when did he make the video, before or after? With regard to the guys in the apartment, you know, birds of a feather like the flock together, it could have been the battle royale, the chihuahuas, as opposed to the pit bull. So like I said, I would just like to one time get myself and a couple of my old compadres and turn us old guys loose and let us see what we turn up.
That would be interesting to find out the results of that.
You know, because we were pretty good in our day.
Well, I imagine you still are. I still look at the guns you build, and you still have that attention to detail, that eye for the detail. So, and he's getting ready to build a Dragunov.
The Dragunov. Finally found the barrel. Huh?
You're going to leave the barrel the color that you... I mean, I think you ought to. I think you ought to leave that barrel that color.
The white?
Yeah. It'll be sort of like a fashion statement, John.
I'm not a fashion statement kind of guy.
Okay, well then spray paint it matte black, then, by all means.
I'm not going to spray paint that. Gee.
Coat it. It's coating, isn't it? I'm sorry. For the gun build, I'm not a gun builder like John is. John builds beautiful AK pattern rifles. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. And they're old school. And that even enhances it. But have a very good Memorial Day, sir.
You're piling on... thank you.
Platitudes? Well, I'm just telling you what I think of your work.
Well, I know, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. You stay safe and have a good day today. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
I've got a question for you. Okay.
Sure.
Now, it is commanded that we, by our Creator, that we do no premeditated murder. Now, just what part, can you explain to me just what part of corporate, idolatrous, mercenary, premeditated murder is not warfare?
Well, I mean, what you're talking about is morals in corporate America today, which there's not many.
Yeah.
Right? No, so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't shock you. I mean, this is what happens when you get away from the fundamental basis behind the country in the first place.
Yeah, well, what's the first commandment? Don't do any idolatry, okay?
Yes, sir.
Gee, it seems like that money worship has a big role to play here, doesn't
Mammon.
It?
Mammon. Yes, sir.
You know? And, you know, it's just the whole, this whole thing, this whole holiday period with the honor of the veterans. I mean, these people have participated in something that we're commanded not to do. Okay, this premeditated murder of warfare, the corporate warfare, the mercenary aspect of it, you know, the military intelligence aspect of it, too, that they all kind of glorify this thing, you know, and oh, it's an honorable thing. You know, it's not honorable. There's no honor at all.
Are you ex-military?
Hell no.
Okay, well, I mean, I would submit to you that while your basic precept as far as the big picture is correct, this isn't what most people in the military are about. They're just about their
platoon mates. Yeah, it's about going along to get along.
Their,
it's go along to get along, unfortunately.
No, it isn't go along to get along. It's about your platoon mates, your buddies.
It's getting paid to do something to go out and murder who you're told to murder by the corporate government.
Well, if people you don't join the army to make money.
They're enablers. Okay, they enable the Luciferians in our world to continue to do what they do.
They enable you to be able to think what you want to think.
The military are the thugs, the enforcement thugs of Satan's Luciferian military, of the corporate system, the idolatrous system.
Okay, well. You ever tell any veterans that to their face?
Okay. I will. I do all the time. I mean, I got a military recruiters at their office when I see them walking out there through their office, and I spit on them and call them child abusers because that's exactly what they are. They're liars, okay? They are not good people. There's nothing good about military service. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
I don't recommend you try that with me.
I'm telling you the truth.
I still don't recommend you try that with me, though. Is he gone? Okay. If you don't like the military, if you think that they're part of the Luciferian idolatry, that's fine. I threw my hand up to make sure that you could have that opinion. However, if James, if I were to catch you spitting on recruiters, why you haven't been turned into a pretzel is beyond me. Because I'll guarantee you, you're not going to spit on me. I didn't join the Army for the money. I didn't join the, you know, when I joined the Army because of something I saw happen to other American Marines. I wasn't a Marine. I was in the Army. But I saw that happen to them, and that made me mad. And I wanted to go get some. And if you need to have an illustration of how I would get some 24 years removed from the military, then spit on me. And I'll be happy to illustrate that to you, sir. Let's go to Art off the grid. Yes, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go.
I had to call in after that last caller there. I think you kind of know me a little bit.
I do. Just remember, family friendly, Art.
Oh, yeah, family friendly. First of all, I got to call the man a liar right here, right now. There is no way you walk up to a military recruiter on the street and spit on him, okay? You're a liar. Secondly, until you put that uniform on, sit down and shut up because you don't know what you're talking about. I served in the military, and I did so with a great deal of pride. And that other caller from yesterday who wanted to run his mouth, till you put that uniform on, you sit down and you shut up. I served. I was 10th generation, mine and my sister's children, 9th generation, all serving in the military, and we did so proudly. Now, when I was in the military and when mine and my sister's children were in the military, we never went to a battlefield. We never pulled a trigger, and we never killed anyone while we were in there. So don't sit there and presume to make statements that all we do is enable murder. You people need to learn to shut up when you don't know what you're talking about. Not everyone who joins the military does so because they're ravenous killers. Some of us did it because we believed in what we were doing. And I'll be honest with you, if I knew then, back in 1980, what I know today, if I knew the truth then, I would not have joined. Pull your heads out of those damp, dark places and stop being so darn narrow-minded. People like you are, all you do is piss me off. That's all you do is piss me off. You run your mouth because you have nothing better to do.
Well,
you don't know what you're talking about, so sit down and shut up.
I was wondering about a military recruiter today who is probably a combat veteran. I was just trying to imagine the restraint. And, you know, the good thing about being a veteran, you and me, Art, is if that were to happen to us, we don't have to practice that restraint because we don't have a commanding officer no more.
Hell no. And I'll tell you what, that clown wants to talk that garbage about spitting on Army recruiters and talking all that smack. I'll give my address to the board up. You call back, get my address. You come up here and you try that garbage with me, pal.
Hang on through the break for me, will you, Art? All right. Just hang on. We'll be right back. Don't worry about simmering down. I like you the way you are. We'll be right back on a Memorial Day on Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin, Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you just missed the last segment, I just had a caller, James from Pennsylvania, who's decided that soldiers are Luciferian and we enable this, and that he spits on soldiers today. And followed up by that, he didn't stay long enough. James, if you're still listening, bud. Okay, and I don't, you know what, I bear no ill will towards you, but if you walk up and spit on me because I'm a military veteran, there's a lot of things I got trained to do that I never got a chance to try in the field, but I will try them on you. Anyway, followed up immediately by Art off the grid, and Art is still on the line with me. Art, would you agree that there's a difference between ideologically disagreeing with something like, say, the government and its various factions, like the military, and having no honor, having no code?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was a perfect example of that when I was in the military, because I remember just prior to joining, see, I grew up without a father, and I didn't meet my father until I was in my mid-20s. And I remember when I first told my mom I wanted to join the military, she sat me down with my grandfather. And my grandfather was always one of my biggest heroes. My father became one of my heroes after I met him and got to know him. And I spent a wonderful 10 years with him before he died. But, you know, my grandfather sat me down, and he, throughout growing up, my grandfather instilled in me a sense of honor, a sense of pride, a sense of respect and decency, and all of these old-fashioned qualities that people, you know, these children today just don't have. Or not all of them, but most children today, I don't think, really have these qualities anymore, because they're not taught, I don't think, these qualities in a way that they should be. But my grandpa told me, he said, make sure you understand the oath. And he knew it word for word, and he recited it to me that day. He said, now, do you understand these words? And he went through and he explained them to me. And he made sure that before I went, because I went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, that's where I did my physical and was sworn in. He made sure before I went, I understood the oath. I understood the law of armed conflict. I knew what my responsibilities, my duties, my obligations were. And twice while I was in, I got Article 15 because I questioned orders that I believed were wrong. And I was Article 15 for that, twice. In fact, when I got discharged, they refused to allow me to reenlist because they said that I did not live up to the expectations. Because I was too quick to question, too quick to challenge authority. But it was my moral compass that compelled me to do this. So I was not allowed to reenlist, which was kind of heartbreaking. And there is a big difference. I stand up against the government and authority all the time, but I would never walk up to a vet and spit in his face. Do I challenge vets from time to time? Yes, I do, to this day. But I never disrespect them. Never. There is a fine line, and you just simply do not cross it.
See, one thing I want to point out here is that I'm in line with what Art is thinking right now. And Art knows. Art and I disagree sometimes, well...
Adamantly.
And but when we have these adamant disagreements, it's never a you know, it's he's trying to convince me of something. I'm trying to convince him of something. And, you know, we feel strongly about the points we're trying to make. We may not agree on it, right? But Art still listens. I still take his calls because Art's a vet. And it's amazing what a veteran who really understands what honor and duty and code is all about, when you get somebody that has that phone muscle, like James from Pennsylvania just showed us, how we can just sort of sweep that aside and just have sort of a common goal, isn't it, Art?
Yeah, it is. But I've seen this many times before. You know, people who've never served, they don't understand the camaraderie that takes place in there. They don't realize that, you know, when you're in the military, all you have is each other. You don't have anyone else. It's you and the guy next to you. And if you don't have a bond with that man, you're not going to live long. If you don't build connections within your squad, you don't live long. And it's all about watching each other's back, because that is your only family when you're there. And unless you put the uniform on, and unless you know what it's like to be there, you don't know what you're talking about. And not everyone who joins the military are cold-blooded killers. And in fact, I would dare say that the vast majority do not enlist with the intention of, I'm going to go out and kill somebody today.
There's
That's not why they join.
A lot of reasons to join. I mean, I joined because I felt the call.
That's one of the reasons why I joined.
But I felt like when I joined about 4 years after you did, felt like when I joined that I was going to be going somewhere to kill somebody. So I wanted to be prepared for that.
Right.
So, you know, Boy Scout in me, if you will.
Well, you know, I joined out of a belief that it was my duty to serve my country and to do so with honor and dignity. And a sense of pride.
Well, what I will leave you with on this Memorial Day, Art, as far as the Jameses of the world, they're not worthy of your time. Now, if they present themselves, of course, you know, feel like making them look like a jigsaw puzzle drop from a high altitude. But the ones that take up their fight on the phone, make their points on the phone with that degree of anonymity. James from Pennsylvania. Okay, that narrows it down.
I call them Radio Rambos.
There you go.
You know, Bill,
good term.
Bill, you've got my address. So, James, if you feel so compelled.
Yeah, call in. I'll hook you up with Art.
Email Bill. Bill will email you my address. And you, as they say on The Price is Right, come on down.
Come on down. Hey, Art, do you keep pigs?
No, I have chickens and rabbits.
Okay, that's too bad.
I
was going to make a snatch reference there, if James from what you know, but that's too morbid to talk about on Memorial Day.
Well, chickens are a little bit like pigs; they'll eat just about anything.
Probably takes them a lot longer, doesn't it?
Just takes them a little longer. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot, man, and you have a wonderful Memorial Day, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
And as well. To all you other vets out there. We may not always agree, and I may not agree, you know, especially with you that have been to Afghanistan, Iraq. Hopefully you know the truth about what happened. I don't hate you for it. I disagree with what took place, but I have a great deal of respect for you, and you're still my brothers and sisters.
Well, they were like you and I. We were sent where we were sent. We did what we did.
Yep. All right, man. You have a great one.
You too. We'll pick up on the bling-bling tomorrow. For everybody except James in Pennsylvania, the holiday you're enjoying today was paid for in blood. And remember that. And, you know, for those out there that think that, you know, being military, it's the same thing about being a gun owner. A lot of ex-military people I know are gun owners today because they've actually seen the world. They understand reality. I don't know if James even is a gun owner. He just felt like he had to call in on a live show on Memorial Day that's paying homage on Memorial Day and throw in his two cents about how vile we were for joining the military. Pal, there's parts of my body that would perspire that you're not worthy of taking that off for me, of dabbing that away. You're able to sit out there and spew the hate. Because me and people like me stood on the line and kept people that would keep you from saying anything from invading your life. And God willing, we'll keep doing it. So enjoy your hate. I'm sure it'll keep you warm at night. Tomorrow on the show, Bob Owens and Texas Law Shield will be joining me. So we will be doing this again in 21 short hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never, ever, ever, ever been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. Have a good Memorial Day. Think about why it's there. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.